Abortion could be decriminalised in Westminster this week, abortion here in Northern Ireland. But what will eventually happen in Northern Ireland? Arlene Foster says there is some agreement between her party and Sinn Féin. This is what she told the BBC Sunday Politics programme yesterday when asked whether the return of an executive is the best way to stop controversial Westminster legislation on issues like abortion and same-sex marriage.
Well, absolutely. The whole of that bill would then fall, including the clause on a no-deal Brexit, including the clause on abortion, which, of course, I have to say, Mark, is probably the most insidious of all, because I do not believe there is any support at all to go to a situation where you would have abortion up to 28 weeks. There is no way that that would pass through the Assembly in Northern Ireland. And I have spoken to Michelle O'Neill about this issue, and Sinn Féin does not even support that proposition. So, therefore, there is a need to deal with that matter and to get a distinctive Northern Ireland voice to deal with what the people here want in relation to their abortion laws.
Well, we did in fact go to Sinn Féin and put it to them that Arlene Foster, as you've just heard, said that she had spoken to Michelle O'Neill on the possibility of Westminster legislating for abortion up to 28 weeks and that Sinn Féin does not support this action. We asked Sinn Féin to confirm or deny that. They have remained silent on that issue. We also asked Sinn Féin what proposals they will be putting to legislators at Westminster for abortion policy in Northern Ireland if an executive is not in place before the October deadline for the Northern Ireland Executive Formation Bill. Sinn Féin have not returned any response to us about that either. The AOIMTU leader, Peter Tobin, who left Sinn Féin over its abortion stance in the Republic, is with us this morning. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning.
As is the former SDLP councillor, Maria Cahill. Morning to you, Maria.
Good morning, Stephen.
So I'm trying to understand this 28 weeks that Arlene Foster referred to. Is that what's on the table here or not?
Well, I suppose, first of all, the reason why we have made a number of pronouncements in AIMTU on this issue over the last while is, I suppose, like many people, we've been shocked with regards Sinn Féin's welcoming of what's happened in Westminster. Self-determination has been a central goal in Irish republicanism and in nationalism for 200 years. From Wolfe Tone to Robert Emmet to Connolly to Sands, the idea that Irish people make better decisions for themselves than London, Berlin and Brussels has always been central to what Irish republicanism is. And, you know, it's just been shocking to see the central tenet of self-determination being overturned within Sinn Féin in the last number of years. So for 200 years, Irish Republicans have gone to London and told them to stop legislating for Ireland. But in the last 2 years, we've seen Michelle O'Neill and Mary Lou MacDonald go to London and demand that they legislate for Ireland. And, you know, that level of change, I believe, in Sinn Féin is unprecedented. I don't think there's been such a radical change of policy within that party since the 1970s. Sinn Féin used to be an abstentionist party. They used to refuse to take their seats in Westminster because they believed that Westminster had no right to legislate for any part of Ireland. But now they're lobbying British MPs to legislate for the north of Ireland. And we believe that's absolutely wrong. Like last week, we had 182 British members of the House of Lords, people with no mandate in the north of Ireland whatsoever, seek to impose abortion on demand, potentially up to 28 weeks on the north of Ireland. We saw British MPs, again, many of them...
Where are we getting this from, this potentially up to 28 weeks? Where's that coming from? Where's that proposal in the legislation?
Well, first of all, I don't know of another state that has fully decriminalised abortion. So even in Britain, for example, abortion outside of the terms where it's legal remains a criminal act. In the south of Ireland, it's the same. So the person who carries out the abortion, there's always some level of censure, some action to be taken against them as a preventative measure to stop those abortions happening. If you take away any level of censure, if there's no, let's say, outcome, no negative outcome to you carrying out an abortion legally, well, then it's very, very hard to stop people carrying out the actual abortions themselves. So while we don't know the detail of any legislation that would govern abortion in the north of Ireland...
And that's the point. We don't know the detail.
But up to 28 weeks, we know that there'll be no censure to anybody who carries out that abortion.
Maria?
Well, it isn't true. It's up to 28 weeks. If Patter read the debate last week when Stella Creasy put forward her amendment, My understanding is that it would go to 24 weeks potentially, and only in very limited circumstances then would the time limit be expanded beyond that.
So it says in the Stella Creasy proposal up to 24 weeks, Maria, is that right?
No, the content of the actual debate around the issue, my understanding is that it would go to 24 weeks and then after that it would be limited in very limited circumstances. But I have to go back to the point that Patter is making around legislation. I would much prefer that Sinn Féin or the DUP indeed were on your programme to actually give their cast iron commitment on this issue or their cast iron opposition, but we can't get them to actually say what their position on the issue is. But Patter was a member of Sinn Féin up until very recently. Westminster has legislated for all sorts of issues in relation because of the very fact of the matter that the Assembly is devolved. I haven't heard Patter object during any time whenever he was a member of Sinn Féin to any legislation that had to be, as a necessity, legislated through Westminster. We haven't had a government here for 2 years, for over 2 years, and we have very pressing issues that need to be dealt with. And abortion is one of those issues.
So Sinn Féin have just sent through this statement. We've just got it. And they say Arlene Foster should not speak for Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin supports legislative change in the north and the provision of appropriate, modern and compassionate healthcare services for women across the island. British legislation which criminalises women who have an abortion should be repealed immediately. Sinn Féin, they say, do not favour the extension of the 67 Act to Northern Ireland. Abortion should be available where a woman's life, health or mental health is at risk and in cases of fetal abnormality and in the cases of rape or sexual abuse, they say, Maria.
Yeah, and I think that's welcome that we finally have a statement from them. But what is glaringly omitted from that statement is exactly what time limit that Sinn Féin would support this legislation through to. That's the one thing which has been missing in all of this debate.
Well, can I just briefly come in there? First of all, I joined Sinn Féin in 1997, and I spent 21 years in that political party, and there are many decent people in that party, and a lot of them actually have been in contact with me recently, even elected reps, who said that they're absolutely shocked at what's happening. In Derry City Council just last week, Sinn Féin voted to support a motion that was put forward welcoming the decriminalisation completely of abortion in the north of Ireland. And, you know, that goes against the wishes of the people of the north of Ireland. There was a poll carried out very recently which said that two-thirds of the people of the north of Ireland, even those who supported the provision of abortion, believe that London should not be opposing the law on abortion, that they should not be doing it over the heads of the people, the citizens of the north, or over the heads
Sinn Féin have said in their statement that they believe the outstanding rights issues should be dealt with by the Assembly and the Executive.
Well, like, if that were the case, my view is that they would actually have voted against the motion that was put forward in Derry City Council, because it's the opposite. It was a welcoming motion that happened in Derry City Council. And also, Sinn Féin, for loads of different reasons, should actually do a deal with the DUP and make sure that the Assembly is working. 300,000 people in the north of Ireland are in poverty at the moment. 30,000 food parcels.
We're not talking about that.
People in the north of
We're
Ireland.
Not talking about that. We're talking about abortion this morning. This is not a party political broadcast.
All I'm saying is there's loads of reasons for the Assembly to be functioning, and, you know, this is just another one of those reasons.
Maria?
Can we go back to the poll that Patter refers to, Stephen? My understanding is that that poll was actually commissioned by an organisation called Both Lives Matter. So that is an organisation which would be anti-choice and anti-abortion. And I'm just looking for a bit of clarity on that, because the last poll that was carried out by a non-bias organisation in relation to the Life and Times survey shows that a majority of people actually in Northern Ireland are in favour of a woman's right to choose.
But the point of the matter is, Maria, neither of those two statements are incongruous. You can be in favour of introducing some level of abortion to the north of Ireland and still be of the view that it's up to the people of the north of Ireland to make that decision. And that's the key question here. The key question here is, do MPs from Ipswich and Burnley and Birmingham have a right to make laws for the people of the north of Ireland on an issue that's devolved, on an issue that's part of the Good Friday Agreement's decision to bring some level of self-government to the north of Ireland, on the democratic premise that the people of the north actually make decisions in this. Like, I think it's incredible to say that, you know, I support the democratic will of the people of the north of Ireland when I agree with them, But when I don't agree with them, I support London's right to make legislation for the north of Ireland. You can't say both things at the same time. And that's where I have the difficulty with Sinn Féin in recent times, because that party's whole raison d'etre, its very reason to be, was to make sure that Irish people made laws for Ireland and self-determined. And it just, it's absolutely incredible that we have this switch, this radical change within that party, which now is seeking for London to make laws for the north of Ireland. And, you know, for many people who worked tirelessly...
Well, Sinn Féin have said, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, they are saying in their statement today that they believe the outstanding rights issues should be dealt with by the Assembly and the Executive. So what you're saying is not true.
But Stephen, in fairness, after Westminster came out with this particular law, Sinn Féin welcomed it right around. And actually the SDLP welcomed it. And not only that, but Mary Lou MacDonald and Michelle O'Neill have gone over to Westminster on three occasions and have actually lobbied Westminster to change the law in the north of Ireland. So this hasn't happened by accident. This is not Westminster acting completely independently. We have a situation where the MPs in London have been lobbied. Sinn Féin has demanded that they legislate for Ireland in this regard over and over again. And that's what I'm saying, is that this is a serious break with the normal traditional understanding of Irish republicanism, okay, and Irish people self-determine for themselves.
Okay. Pádraig Tobin, Maria Cahill, thank you very much indeed.